Blog Talk Radio.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
Wow, that's Jim Croce singing Time in a Bottle. Sadly, we lost Jim Croce in an airplane accident. His age, he was only 30 years old. Jim Croce had a photographic memory. It helped him. He was able to remember songs and how to play them, which helped his career. He had songs like Time in a Bottle, which we just heard, Bad Boy Leroy Brown, Operator, I Got a Name, and on. Jim Croce, sadly, we lost him at too young an age. Well, welcome to the show, my friends. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the night. With me is A.P. Taylor, and Deborah Lee should be here. She's running down the hall.
Gypsy, yeah.
A.P., how you doing?
Gypsy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm very good. Very good, Hatter. How are you?
Good. Doing better. I got my right arm in a cast split, so driving me nuts. I can't draw. I can't write. Driving me crazy.
I heard that.
But I'm well into it. Hopefully I get the splint off soon, a couple more weeks maybe. But, our audience, if you just stumbled across ATOV, a team of voices radio, it's a Wonderland production and sponsored by A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. Thank you, A.P., very much.
Pleasure.
We are writers, part of a group in allpoetry.com. You can find us in the group tab, A Team of Voices, ATOV. Knock on the door. It's free to join. Deborah will let you in. And the number here is 1-646-668-2837. If you want to call, be a part, share your poetry, or if you have something to say on our prompts. Tonight, the prompt is Killing Time. We've had a week to, or a few days. I guess I got it a few days ago. Killing Time, what it means to you. You write anything about it. And we've got a few writes. How did it go for you, AP? It was easy to write to?
Surprisingly good, Hatter.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good.
I heard on the grapevine you got a front page pick already.
It was scary, Hatter, but yes, if you go to All Poetry at the Minute and go to the front page, you will find the poem that I wrote for the show.
All right. That's great. That's great.
Which is not a bad thing.
I just buttoned mine up. I waited until the last minute to post it. Is Deborah here?
Yes.
Hi, Deb.
Hey, hey.
Deborah does all the heavy lifting, so AP and I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deb, so much. How did the prompt go with you? Easy to write to, or find any killing time?
I went and found one that I had already written in a similar-ish topic and posted that. And I found a really cool one by Emily Dickinson as the classic poem. Huh. So not so bad.
On the same subject. Cool. Well, I think we should go ahead and do we have anybody in the studio? I'm not there yet. I'm still driving.
No. All clear, just the three of us.
Well, AP, you want to start us off with your front page pick?
I can do that. Hello, I'm very happy to. I was looking and then bingo, it sort of appeared, and these sort of things happen very rarely, but they happen today. So this is a little brevity. Maybe that helped. And it's called Rifling Time.
Okay.
Anna?
Yeah, no,
Rifling
ahead.
Time. And it goes a bit like this. Time's way of happening tricks even when nobody is there. And whether find a moment or six, it's a matter of buyer beware. The time is inquisitive in its way, a path for activity and life. Beware as looking back can pray for not too far away life's strife. If those pains are left away and time no gift a receipt, circumstances rip as a tourniquet and a gory end yours to meet. Time, it said, waits for no man, equally no woman, it's written. To chance be open has a rise and pan, or by death, find yourself smitten. End poem.
Excellent. I love the way you started that. Time's way of happening tricks, even when nobody's there. That's like a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound?
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the other part? Beware as looking back can pray, or not too far away lies strife. Yeah. Deborah, what'd you think?
I thought it was a really cool brevity. I'm not surprised that it made it to the front page so quickly. I liked that line, it's a matter of buyers beware. I thought that was really, really cool. And beware looking back can pray for not too far away lies strife. I also like the circumstances rip as a tourniquet and a gory end yours to meet. I know that, and time, no gift, a receipt. It's a really cool, the wording, the rhyme and flow, of course, but that ending too, to chance be open as horizon pan, or by death find yourself smitten. I don't know, death find yourself smitten. I hope not. I want to go on and on, kicking and screaming. I definitely don't want to be smitten. So I thought that the wording was really, really cool. And I had said earlier that AP has a way of dealing with the stuff that's going on in the circumstances around him and turning them into pretty cool poems, and this is one of those.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you, Dave.
Deservedly front page material. Congratulations.
Nah, thanks, Hannah. I sort of kept fiddling with this one until I was happy with it, and but yeah, I really like the topic, actually. Really work for me.
Good. It's great when you pick a subject that people can write to.
Yeah, no, it's really good, Tatter. As I said, great topic.
You know, time is a fascinating thing, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
If you step out of the box, it's a dimension that we know is there. We can't touch it. We can't feel it. We can't.
Yeah.
We can't stop it. We can't start it. We don't know if there's a beginning, if it ever has a beginning, or will there ever be an end? It's a fascinating subject. In fact, when they were trying to recalibrate Einstein's theory, the numbers and everything, that they couldn't get it to match, that none of it worked. But they were looking at the quantum level, I believe, at the time during the 90s, and it sort of split the scientific community. And then somebody suggested, well, what if we add one more, make it 11 dimensions, being that time is a dimension, and then it all fit. So Einstein was right to begin with. So 11 dimensions, and time is one that we can't see, feel, or touch, as most of them. It's a bizarre thought, if you
it's
really
a strange
dive
one,
into
Adam.
It. It really
but
is.
Talking about,
it really is.
And talking about not having a lot of time, Chaos is going to be calling in very shortly, and she doesn't have a lot of time on her battery, which is the ultimate problem, I find. Time.
All right.
Because, you have no battery time, you're deep shit. So we do have Chaos's poem up on the board, and we're just waiting for Chaos to appear on that board, and we will get her read her poem.
All righty. Chaos.
It could be very, very, very close, I think. And then we've got a number of poems in SoundCloud form. So we've got Wayne and Phil, and here I think Chaos is. Is that you, Chaos?
Chaos.
Hey.
Hi, how is everyone?
So you got to do a drive-by, huh?
Yeah, I have just a few minutes. I mean, I'm at like 9%. It'll do a little bit of a phone call, but I can't stay the whole.
It'll do a few. Yeah.
Okay,
not well,
we
true
put
enough.
Your,
to.
We put your poll up. We put your poll up. If you see it, you can go ahead and share it with us.
What's that?
You're
we
pumped
put
up on the
poll
board.
Up on the chat wall. Yeah. So we're ready anytime you are, so you can go ahead and read it, then you can hang out as long as you can.
Okay. Let's see. I'm having to read off of paper today because my son has my tablet. So,
oh, okay.
It's paralyzed, barely live, and then we die. Shadows steal the minutes. Hiding our morning tears, our looming fears. Daylight blinds us from the theft for a while as it falls upon every smile. Time preys on life, stalking from the darkness or striking in the light.
Time preys on life, stalking from the darkness.
This is inspired by a new artist that I found. His name is Witches, and it's two songs. One of them's called The Magic, and one of them's called Time Will Tell. And I took the title from Time Will Tell.
Is it? I love the way you ended it. Time preys on life. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? AP, what'd you think?
I really loved it. I just loved the short little each time, and it's almost like it's got 6-8 really clever insights and thoughts, and just cut really nicely. Yeah, really well written.
Yeah, it reminds me that the second verse, daylight blinds us from the theft for a while. I have a verse in the first poem I ever wrote, time is a jewel you must hold on to tight, for yesterday's the thief that comes in the night. Yeah. Who is it that steals the time? Deborah, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I also think that it's an amazing brevity. I like the title, Paralyzed Barely Live and Then We Die. Pretty hard-hitting title. But I agree on that last stanza, man. Time preys on life stalking from the darkness or striking in the light. I think that you did an amazing job with this one. And my goodness, it's what a fistful of words and pretty potent. You are a brevity.
Thank
you. Yeah. Hey, I got a question, though. I have to, is that, if you're a stalker, is that the right way to you spell stalking? It's just a question, because I've seen somebody spelled it a different way, and I don't know what's the proper, if you're a stalker.
Stalking? Like if you stalk
yeah, is that
somebody?
The way it's spelled?
Yes. S-T-A-L-K.
Okay.
Yeah. Stalking.
Is there another way? I'm not being sarcastic.
Yeah. No, I saw it spelled S-T-A-W-K, anyway, that's how I saw it spelt.
That one was either a typo or just a flat out error because she spelled it right. Yeah.
It just made me question it if there's another way. But yeah. Well, thank you, Chaos, for you're welcome anytime. Glad the show you popped in. You're welcome to stay as long as you can.
I've been wanting to come and read for you guys. I've been wanting to write, and I saw this. I saw the, and I was just like, oh, have to.
Yeah, I happened to
but
pick an easier
it was just
one.
Like,
go ahead.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time with inspiration lately, so.
Yeah, I always found
this one struck me. So
yeah, I always found nostalgic music will spark my muse again. Get back to some 60s.
Yeah,
stuff.
this one was inspired by music. So
cool.
I'm completely obsessed with this guy, which is.
Oh yeah, your new guy.
It's just, which is, he's kind of a new artist out of Las Vegas, so.
All right. Yeah,
I found him on Facebook.
Black Veil Brides, what was the other one? The Veil Brides?
Black Veil Brides? Oh, Andy Black. Andy Bearside. Yeah, I was totally obsessed with them. Still love him. I follow him on
I wouldn't have known him. You talked about it quite often back in the day, and so I checked out who he was. Learned a lot about him. Quite a group.
Yeah. I still follow them. Still follow Andy Black, which is a solo project.
Well, Chaos, I'm glad you showed up tonight. Thank you very much for calling in. Deborah, do you want to go next? Or will you want to do it? Will Wayne be calling, do you think? He doesn't usually.
He probably will. But Hatter, I was hoping that you could give the mic to AP for just a moment. I wanted him to go over the conclusion of the Melbourne Cup after we had all those problems with the studio. And then we did have a poem by Wayne recorded from the Melbourne Cup, so I thought maybe we could cover that before we continue on. I was going to do it, going to do it, and then I saw Chaos out there, and I wanted her to be able to call. So if you could let him cover the ending, that would be awesome.
Yeah, Chaos, we monitor the Melbourne States out of Australia every year, and AP narrates the actual race, and we all have a horse in it. And,
that's cool.
We did it last Saturday, or last Monday, was it?
Monday. And was the 168th running of the Melbourne Cup, I think the sixth time that we've done as a team of voices the Melbourne Cup sweep and show. Unfortunately, though, last week, we were having some significant technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio. And I think everybody was that does shows on them. And we struggled to get into the studio. And I think it was only through the cleverness of Sweet Pea that we managed to do so. And then we struggled to keep it on until the race. And then it sort of disappeared on us. And so we had some horses out there and they ran. And the second place was won by Irish Road, the Rose, the last by Pretty Bird. But we still had the first and third prizes to give away, so we redrew that, and none other than Mr. Wayne Gent won the first prize of $10,000, and Lockdown Lars won the third prize of $5,000, and all of those points have now
points.
Wait a minute. No, they're points. They're points. If they're dollars, that'd be even better. But no, they're points.
You have a hell of a sponsor. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be big.
That became the most favorite event ever.
It would. I know. We wouldn't have any trouble getting people to do the bloody thing next time. But no, it's points.
Yeah,
it is points. So it's a lot of points, but they're points.
Yeah.
So we have now given away all the points to everybody. And we didn't get a chance, though, to go and do all of the poems. And so I am going to do now Wayne's SoundCloud, which was specifically written for the Melbourne Cup. And it goes a bit like this.
This is called Melbourne Cup 2022. It was a warm morning when I decided to get up. Had to hurry to get to Melbourne Cup. Had to meet a few friends down at the Outback. We were going to eat before going to the track. After we ate, we headed to the track to have fun. I couldn't wait to see those thoroughbreds run. Got to the track, bet $50 since I hit the floor. I thought I had a chance by picking my horse tomorrow. The place was crowded and the air was sweet. I kept thinking if I won, it'd be a treat. We found our seats in a box next to the rail. Vendors were yelling, trying to make a sale. First six races were completed rather quick. Everyone was excited. The tension was thick. The horses came to the gate about a quarter to two. It would only be 3 minutes till the race was through. The gun went off, the horses bolted out of the gate. Watched the pack go around the turn, I couldn't wait. Down the stretch, those thoroughbreds were fast. I couldn't believe my horse came in last.
Mm-hmm. I came in last? That's pretty good, Wade.
I was
last in
my first horse, had I?
But he didn't in the race
roll.
He didn't in the race roll.
Pretty good. Yeah, well, I love this poem, but what do you think, Deborah? Pretty well done.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was really cool how he did it, like a little production or a little presentation. I mean, he had the starting trumpet and the whole deal in there. And you know, it just seems funny that, of course, he was covering 2022 because we hadn't had 2023, so he wouldn't have known what to write about. But it cracked me up. His poor horse. He has a way of entertaining, so cute, and leaving us with a giggle at the end. And you can't help but love that giggle. Wayne is Wayne, and he does a heck of a job every single time he picks up that microphone to record for us.
Yeah, it is very good. Now the Melbourne Stakes, the whole country of Australia basically takes it off, doesn't it? It's a national holiday. Everybody parties.
It effectively does, Hatter. It's a public holiday in Melbourne and a few other states, but effectively everybody stops for the Melbourne Cup.
I thought I read somewhere once that it was the day that shuts down the country.
Yes.
And it very much is. Very much is. So if you're not in Melbourne, you're running a suite or having a barbecue or doing something to
celebrate it.
You know, when I came down to visit, I sort of wanted to see if it would match the time since we were in such a couple-year delay that if we could get it to where the Melbourne Cup was happening while I was there. But, yeah, it didn't. But that would have been cool. Yeah, it was very the chance of picking my horse, Kimura. Yeah, Wayne's got a way of entertaining. AP, what did you think of the poem?
I really like the poem. I really like the poem. I like the presentation and the way that he had the bugle and the sense of the cup, and I even like the detail. Like, you know, six races are completed, and Melbourne Cup's always the seventh race. So he'd actually done his research, and so hence you know, big round for the, you know, doing the research as well.
Yeah, Chaos, what did you think? Or about Melbourne's steak party?
She may have had to go.
Oh, okay. All righty. Very good. Thank you, Wayne, putting that in. Put a like on that. Very good. Now, what was the, who came in what and who got the points? You want to go through over that?
The points had up? Well, we had, the redraw, Wayne got 10,000 points. Second off the bat was Irish Rose with 7,500 points. Third in the redraw was Lockdown Lars with 5,000 points. And last, as the field went by the post, was Pretty Bird with 2,500 points.
Oh. So my number was, I heard my number called once at the beginning of the race and then it was done. Didn't hear him again.
This
year?
What?
You didn't seem to be there at all, unfortunately.
No. I had a pretty good horse.
Small number of horses, and they just seemed to dominate the whole thing from start to finish, really.
Yeah, we should maybe do that for one of the Triple Crown races.
We could certainly do that, Adam.
Yeah,
we could certainly do
the Derby or something like that. Yeah,
that'd be fun. So we'll have your people call my people and we'll get that arranged.
So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly nothing stops us from giving it a go.
Yeah. Deborah, you wanna read yours? Muted. Unmuted.
Got to talk. I got to read.
I didn't hear what she said. She can't read.
Oh, I said, I'm grabbing it, and now I'm on my way to the room, and there it is.
Okay.
Tell me when you see
it
better.
I got it.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay. This is called I Hope You Smile Every Day Before Time Slips Away. And here we go. The grandfather clock is ticking, midnight marks night till day. Moonlight climbs with the stars freckling over the Milky Way. Moth silhouettes fly, the skies spiraling in aerial ballet. Wings wave and loop and dip as glittering fireflies play. Blooming petals perfume air with the jasmine bouquet. Cricket violins play symphonies, toad hop the lily pad array, catching mosquitoes for Brett Green Swamp Buffet. Pearl moon dips the sunrise, then kicks off the new day. Dawn spreads out morning dew, front lawn sprinklers spray. Sunlight shines tangerine today, just like it glowed yesterday, and periwinkle covers the gray, coloring the skyline display for all naked eyes to survey. And every churn of the ocean tide transformation is underway. It all adds up to make the changes to seek light in every dark display. We can dwell as couch potatoes or tap dance, like life's a cabaret.
Life's a cabaret. Yeah. You know, you being on the East Coast, me on the West, I've never seen a true sunrise, you know, I guess from the ocean, as I probably you haven't seen a proper sunset. And the sunset, there's a flash of green.
Yeah, no, I get them both. Our sunsets are stunning, and they're pink and periwinkled and incredible. I get them both.
Well, how can you?
Depends on the time of year.
On the West Coast, the sun, when it hits the ocean, there's a flash of green. Just a millisecond before the sun disappears, there's a flash of green. It's sort of weird. But yeah, this is very good. AP, what'd you think?
I really like it.
I love the sense of the tap dance as like a cabaret compared to the couch potatoes. There's something there's that sense of having to use time or it being used for you, and that comes across really well there.
Thank you. And it was a little hard because I wanted to try the mono rhyme, but
yeah.
I think it came out all right, and it didn't feel forced, so I hope it didn't come across forced.
No, it didn't, no, no.
Awesome. And you got a quote at the bottom from Liza Minnelli. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret, old chum, so come to the cabaret.
Liza, fabulous.
Yep.
Deborah, was it you that had the cricket that was driving you crazy in your place? Was it you? Somebody had a cricket they couldn't find. It was constantly, maybe it was chaos.
Well, out here, you can, when I was a kid, you could always tell when it was time, almost time to start school, because summer would be ending and fall would be starting and the crickets would sing. But yes, there's been many times where it's been driving me nuts. But luckily for me, I have the great black and white hunter known as Roscoe, and he hunts them down. I find cricket legs and pieces here and there and know that he did his job. Just saying.
Yeah, cricket killer. That's funny. Very good. Let's see. See, we also had a Phil the Poet.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
Can we get that to?
Yeah, let's get Phil the Poet on the board because we've got Lockdown Lars as well. We've got both of them. I don't know if I did that right or not. Hold on. Halfway asleep here. Copy. It's not that hard. And should be there. It's Douglas time. Should be there now.
Got it.
Okay. Well, I will hit Phil the Poet's SoundCloud.
Thank you.
Here we go.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Realm of Time. In this realm of time that surrounds us, the chronological order has been set. All things are already on their course. We're born. We live. We die. With a past full of decaying memories to the green pastures of future hope. All tied up in the fabric of time that drifts upon the wings of the wind. Trapped in this realm of time that is limited, with the hidden knowledge that all things must surely come to an end one fine day. And who will remember? Who will shed a tear? on the carousel of past, present, and future, unable to stop, unable to dismount, because fear has a tight hold of your weakened heart as you plea, "I don't want to die." But soon, time will make way for eternity, a life without limitations, with no beginning or ending, to abide in a place of never-ending bliss, or in a place that gnaws at your soul forever. Here we stand on the edge of time, as they bid us a final farewell of tears. We awake outside the realm of time, and see it all unravel before us. End poem.
I think this is one of his best going on a list. AP, what'd you think, buddy?
No, I really like this one, Phil. This is an older one, so this is like a 5-year written. But I really liked the words. I really liked the perspective. I like the words used in different ways, like dismount, for example. I really like the message at the end. So I really like everything about this one. I really thought it was a great poem, Phil. Well read too.
Yeah, Deborah, any comment?
Yeah, so many great parts. With a past full of decaying memories, to the green pastures of future hope, all tied up in the fabric of time that drifts upon the wings of the wind. I love that stanza. And I noticed that it's got a gold award and it's got an HM. Congrats on your medals, Phil. I think this is fantastic, too. And towards the I guess it's right around the middle, on the carousel of past, present, and future, unable to stop, unable to dismount, because fear has a tight hold on your weakened heart as you plea, "I don't want to die." I think this is a brilliant write. Great share, Phil.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Phil. But soon time will make way for eternity. Great line. Life without limitations, no beginning or ending. That's another concept that we are unable to really grasp hold of, is something that has no beginning or end. Very good, Bill. It was very good. Went on a list. Let's see. Let's go lockdown Lars.
Going to lockdown Lars? Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Is there a SoundCloud with that?
No, he'll have to read for him.
No.
Okay.
No, there's not. So I'll read it for him, Tata.
Okay.
So this is The Time of Forever by Lockdown Lars, and it goes a little bit like this. What do you do with the pain when memories come flooding back? Can't stop thinking of you again, and my heart still feels the attack. Stepping out in destiny's shoes, climbing into each other's heart. Losing you, I didn't choose, but now we must be apart. Can I kill the time of forever when the two of us were one? Though I'll see you again never, memories cannot be undone. Yesterday, someone raised a glass to memories old and new. And though all things must pass, I just kept thinking of you. I'll no longer sing of the time of forever when the two of us were one. Because I'll see you again never. My memories cannot be undone. Trying to kill the time of forever, a heart still feeling the pain. Though I'll see you again never. With me, you'll always remain in pomp.
Wow. This is, can I kill the time of forever? Can I kill the time of forever when the two of us were one? Though I'll see you again never. Memories cannot be undone. He repeated that line, memories cannot be undone. I thought that was very good.
He did.
AP,
yes.
AP, what did you think?
I was just trying to get the I was just trying to get the actual repetitive way that he did it, Hatter, because it's really interesting how he put it together, and it sort of feels like a little bit like the sort of repetition of a Villanelle, but but he's sort of gone and sort of used it selectively just to get the cadence and the rhythm right, and so very neatly written, and very, very easy to read, comes off the tongue beautifully, a really strong message, Adam.
Yeah, I've read a few of Lars' poems. I think this is his best. Deborah, you want to comment?
Yeah, I was noticing that he had it saved under Lark's lyrics. So it's a song, a time of forever. So that's probably where we get the repeat to help it be more lyrical. And I thought that the emotion that came from it was pretty potent. The can I kill time of forever when the two of us were one? Though I'll see you again, never. Memories cannot be undone. Though I'll see you again, never. It just hit really hard. It's such a, sad thing. And though all things must pass, I just keep thinking of you. It was a very emotional piece. I think it was a great share.
Yeah. So yesterday someone raised a glass to memories old and new. Though all things must pass, I just kept thinking of you. Great line.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, Lark Bowne. Thank you for writing for the show. Oh,
so how about
wow.
You read yours, Hatter?
Yeah, I'm next, I guess. I'm next.
So do you want to read it, Hatter, or did you want me to read it?
I think I can see.
It's on the board.
I've got my... Okay, thank you. Come on. Time was killed in Wonderland. Time did not stop in Wonderland. We killed it by mistake. Once forgotten, but always there by the promises that we make. Sitting cross-legged on the floor, hearing voices above the door, vacant places keeping score, wondering why we are so poor. Time turned backwards, it will kill us all. Its return will be late summer, it'll be here by the fall. Ticking talks against the law, it sheds a tear each day, counting backwards to keep the now, trying harder not to stay. Seeking things that might grow old, so we might right a wrong, finding out that glitters is gold, wondering why it took so long. When time was killed in Wonderland, no one knew it stopped, playing games before the queen when the memories that we bought. Hunting rabbits across the page, running down to hide again, so I spend my days wondering how much time is there to spend. In home. I kept changing that.
Interesting.
I changed that 83 times, I think.
Damn, Hatter, I like your approach. Wow.
Yeah. You got that, Deb. I'll get a second.
Oh, all right. I like the approach. And there were so many, my goodness. I just lost my spot. Seeking things that might grow old so we might right a wrong, finding out what glitters is gold, wondering why it took so long. But there was... here we go. Ticking talks against the law. It sheds a tear each day, counting backwards to keep the now, trying harder not to stay. There was a lot of emotion in yours too, Hatter, but like I said, I really liked the fact that it was Wonderland time that you were killing and the ending. So I spend my time, my days wondering how much time is there to spend. I think the older we get, the more time we wonder that specifically. Awesome share.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, some really good lines here, Hatter. And some really nice rhymes. And time not stopping in Wonderland, we killed it by mistake. A great place to start. Time turned backwards, it will kill us all. We'll return like a late summer, it'll be here by the fall. Again, really nice, sort of crisp and bouncing around with thought and intention. And the last stanza I really liked. It was almost like you'd had that last line and you were trying to get to it. It was worth getting to. So, I think you did a great job with this. I really do.
Thank you, AP. Thank you, Deb. Very much. Oh, we have a next week. We need a new prompt, don't we, AP?
We do. Now, we've still got Wayne's piece for today, so we're just hoping that he will call in, and if he doesn't, we'll put it up. But I was going to do next week, because it's my turn to choose, I was going to do fathers or dads, depending on which part of the world you come from. So fathers or dads, Hadda?
Okay. Fathers or dads?
Fathers or dads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here comes a tearjerker.
So,
that's good.
Let's give that a go and see how we go.
All right. Fathers or dads, or and dads.
Yep, fathers or dads. Yep.
Next okay,
week.
Cool.
Yep.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy right. football.
Who's in first place? Who's in first place?
I think you are. You've got a good team, but you know it's
the way I won the last 2 weeks, I'm ashamed to say it. I'm embarrassed to say
like
it the way I won the last 2 weeks.
We've won by less than 1 point.
Bad.
But look, I think, Hatter, that this week, I think the odds are at 53-47 or something like that. So it's all pretty close still. You've got the nose in front for the game. But I think the numbers have slightly understated, can I say, for my crew. So think I'm a sneaky chance. I'm a sneaky chance, Hatter. There are no names. I'm a sneaky chance.
Yeah, I meet AP Taylor next week. This coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
And so we'll see how that goes. I have a feeling I'm going to need what wins I have to finish this in anything positive.
Yeah. Look, I'm we get past this week, Hatter, and I'm quietly confident.
Yeah.
How's that?
Deborah, how do you do it in your other fantasy? Where are you standing there? You doing well?
I don't think I'm doing as well there as I am here. And I think I was somewhere around the middle. Well, actually, somewhere around the middle in both, just a higher middle at the Voices League.
How many teams you got on that other? Is there 10?
Yes.
10 teams?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah it tends to make you follow teams that you didn't ever watch before. You tend to end up knowing their names. It's all a good thing. But
I can tell you I was on the wires looking to see what was happening with Justin Jefferson.
Who did they say?
Yeah, he stayed on injured reserve for another week.
It's better than questionable than saying that he's played and then take him out of the first quarter and never play again in the game.
Well, that is true. There is that about it,
yeah.
Hannah. There is that about it.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I think I've done something that in fantasy football that probably nobody's ever done before, and because they all know better. But I'm actually playing two tight ends.
I saw that. I was going to wonder if you knew you were doing that. You got the flex.
Oh, I knew exactly what I'm doing. Yes. Yep. I knew exactly what I'm doing because the Andrews guy is number two. And so you wouldn't want to, he has to definitely be, you know, in the tight end position. But Taysom Hill is a remarkable individual, and he's quirky as all get out. Can act as a running back, a wide receiver, or the quarterback. You know, just depending on what he happens to do. He does all three. Yeah? And so they put him into the program when they come up towards the wide, the red zone, and you don't know what he's going to do. You don't know whether he's going to be quarterback. You don't know whether he's going to be running back. You don't know whether he's going to peel off like a tight end and become a wide receiver. You've got no idea what he's going to do. And he's the most remarkable player. And so the last, you know, 3 weeks, he's been in, you know, ridiculously good form. And, you know, 16.8, 22.5, 20.6. It's hard to look past that, Adam. So he's averaging about 20 a turnout. Projection for him says 9.8. And I'm like,
that's your
bullshit.
Okay. Hey, Deb, that's allowed because I have Deebo Samuels who they line up as a running back. So he can have rushing yards too, right? Just like AP was saying, his tight end could have rushing yards and passing yards.
Any player that has flex possibilities can get rushing or passing yards. As we know, ineligible receivers, but the ones, like I said, who are able to go in the flex position can get both.
Yeah.
You know, one thing you got to be aware of, there are a couple teams that run three tight ends and rotate them constantly through the game.
Yeah. I was just looking at what his points have been the last 3 weeks, Hatter, and
sure.
He's just been smacking them out. And so, I just went there, and I seriously think that he's badly underestimated in terms of points in the system. So,
as far as the tight end, I really didn't have one. So I did some research and found a rookie on the bench and picked him, and he's done remarkably well.
Yeah, I saw that. So
I'm happy.
But I've got the same, you know, I've got the same issue with my kicker in this. Yeah. So
yeah.
He is on the board for a projected 6.7 this week. Yeah. Projected 6.7. Now he is averaging 11.5. Forget anything else. He's averaging 11.5. And the
what
last
team?
Three
what
weeks.
Team?
What
team
is he?
Yeah, who is he?
He is the Cleveland Browns. And he's the number one ranked kicker in the league.
Yeah.
And he's averaging 11.5. And yet he's only down for 6.7 projected score. He's only got less than 6 once in the whole year. Doesn't make any sense. So he's a mile under.
Yeah.
The tight end's a mile under. And then just to finish the whole thing, I went and put in the Raiders today as the DST, yeah? And if you go to the Raiders DST for the last 3 weeks, you see that they've scored 30, right? So they've got an average of 10 for the last 3 weeks. And yet, did it 7, and they're playing the number 30 ranked team. And so I reckon my DST is under by 3 or 4. My tight end in the flex position is under by 9 or 10. My kicker is under by 4 or 5. And so I think at this point I've got you covered, Hatter.
So who's worse than the Panthers? Because they've played Thursday.
Good question. Don't know.
Anyway,
as far as
those projections those guys are making, they're really conservative this year. I think it seems they're not sticking their neck out at all. I think it's a competitive thing.
They don't even make logical sense, though, Adam. They're so conservative that they're not even making common sense. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
That's all I'm going to say on fantasy football. By the best person, not lose.
What do we got coming up? What do we got coming up there, Deb, this week?
I guess we'll do them backwards. We have on Monday, I found a whole bunch of really cool stained glass art. Just thumb through the photos, and whichever one speaks to you, do that one. I've got everything from animals to what do they call that? The memorial where you put the boots and the flag for a soldier, a police. There's protect and serve, the police badge. Cats, a monarch butterfly. There's a cat, you know, dragons. There's a whole bunch of really, really beautiful stained glass art. So I'm sure one of them will speak to you, so just run with that. And then on Tuesday, we have Sky going down the tube with some really random stuff, and she goes live at 8, and she has the choices of the Legend of the Dodo, the Bovarisis, which is sort of like a crocodile-looking dude, really scary. I wouldn't want to run into him. And then the Tales of the Mediterranean Islands, there's a gigantic beast, and there are a few gigantic beasts on this Mediterranean island, so you could pick one of those. And like I said, that's at 8 o'clock. And then she goes live again on Wednesday night for storyboards, and she's covering Swan Lake, the 1981 version. And with that being said, you can pick quotes, you can choose a character from it, or anything that the movie brings to mind, or the book, or the comic, anything to do with that. That's the next three shows. I hope to see you. Yeah. 10, go ahead and grab your art. And I was hoping, you know, we would obviously save Wayne for last. We have the classic poem on the board for AP to read to us. And if Wayne's not here, we can go out with his poem.
Okay, we got less than 2 minutes before we go off. So I want to thank everybody for writing, everybody that's listening, everybody that will be listening on demand. Thank you, AP Taylor, Deborah, and everybody that wrote. Thank you so much. And Chaos, thanks for calling in. Okay, go ahead, AP.
Okay, this is Emily Dickinson. Because I could not stop for death, and it goes a bit like this. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew our haste, and I had put away my labour and my leisure too for his civility. We passed the school where children strove at recess in the ring. We passed the fields of gazing rain, we passed the setting sun. Or rather, he passed us, the Jews drew quivering and chudal, for only gossamer my gown, my tippet only chill. We passed before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice in the round. Since then, 'tis centuries, and yet feel shorter than the day. I first surmised the horses' heads were towards eternity. End poem.
Yeah, that's what I was going to write.
Well, I got that. I'd take that. You know, just add to it, take it. Did we want to put Wayne's poem up and do that?
Yeah, because it's looking like he's not going to be able to come, I'm sure. But I just a quick note as far as Emily Dickinson, although the topic's kind of sad, I really think that's one of her better ones as far as the rhyme and stuff.
Quirky, isn't it?
Yeah,
agreed.
Is that a certain type of poem? Because I saw the rhyme quit, and it started to be the long rhyme.
Yeah. No, I think she's just gone with the assonance and the rhymes. Had it. It's not a particular type. Yeah, no, she's just gone with how it sounds.
Emily Dickinson, was she English or was she American? She American?
American.
Okay. American. Yeah, American. Yeah.
Sometimes it's a rhyme that we don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're right. Just sound English, but I'm going to put Wayne's poem up now, Deb, and then we'll do the final one. Yeah.
It's on there.
Ah, perfect. Well, here we go now with the SoundCloud.
This is called My Time with Nature. Listen to the sound of nature as it makes me whole, stepping through the forest, feeling the wind blow, stopping for a moment just to take time to hear. Nothing makes me feel better than this time of year. Leaves clap gently along with the warm wind, and birds chirping away with a perfect blend. The stream flows with a soft giggling sound as the hectic squirrels scamper across the ground. Spend my days walking out here all alone. Listen to the best sound ever known. Feel the passion from my head to my toes. Sit and smile, watching the stream as it flows. There's no place that I would rather be than leaning back against this maple tree. And as the sun slowly sets, find it's time for me to go. And I leave my forest, but I leave it slow. Again.
Yeah, but I leave it slow. That's a great way of ending that. Deb, what do you think?
Well, I think that the background music he chose was extremely tranquil, and he matched his voice to it to take us on this calm, tranquil journey. And I kind of agree that one of the best ways to kill time is in nature. I mean, you don't always appreciate it as a child, you know, because everything's do this, do that, rush, have fun. But as an adult, you start to pay more attention to the leaves on the trees and the birds that visit the yard. And I think that sitting there under that maple tree is just a heavenly place to be. And again, not a better way out there to pass time. And just on a side note, when I put the write-up for the song that we used, even though you didn't even look at it, Hatter, Wayne had made a couple comments on the board about, you know, remembering when the songs were released and all. And, you know, you remember that song, Don't Mess Around with Jim. When, I don't know if it was when he was in the service or when he was hanging out with his friends, but they started to say, don't mess around with Gent. And I thought that was pretty cool. Just figured since he wrote it on the board, I'd make a point of pointing it out. But, yeah, fantastic share.
What did I not see?
I put a write-up. Whenever I put an opening song, unless AP's the one doing the intro, which he usually has his own information, I put information on the chat wall for you and in the topic so that you have stuff to say.
I did see it, but after.
Well, dear heart, when it's your show, when it's your turn to host, you should take a peek just in case. The point of the story is that Wayne made a comment on there and said that his friends had a way of messing around with him and singing Don't Mess Around with Gent instead of Jim, and I thought that was pretty cool. That was the only reason that I mentioned it. But,
so Wayne was that guy. AP, you want to comment?
Yeah, look, I really like this one, Hatter. I always think that Wayne does a great job reading his own stuff, and he always does a great job matching what he's doing with the music and with the mood. And I thought he did a great job with this one.
Yeah, Wayne's really coming along as far as a poet. I mean, I see a lot of improvement, and his humor is always there, and you don't know which one he's going to throw at you. And I liked his recordings. I understand him better when it's slowed down.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Agreed. I just think he's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, this is very good. All right, guys. Well, we're over
hey,
time.
Hatter, before you finish closing out, we actually have a outro song this week because of next week's topic. So maybe you could do your thing and then let AP close us out with the information on that song, please.
Yeah, I pretty much already said my thing. Thank everybody for listening. Everybody that will. Thanks, Chaos, everybody that wrote. So take it away, AP.
Okay. Thanks, Hatter, and thank you, Deb. As you know, next week we're going to do fathers or dads as our topic, and this outro is to me an all-time classic because the particular show here, there was an English show, and they got this band that were very popular in the UK called Westlife together, and all the guys are, you know, 25, you know, that sort of 30, that sort of age, and all originally from Ireland. And so what they did was to give them a bit of a surprise is that they went and got, there were four guy bands, they went and got all four of their fathers together to sing live on the show, and they didn't know it was going to happen. And so they were completely surprised by it. I thought it was a fantastic thing to do. And as it happened, a couple of these fathers passed away within 12 months of this thing actually being recorded. So it was an amazing thing to get on to be recorded and to happen. I just think it's a fantastic thing, full stop. So this is the an English show, but more importantly than that, it's the fathers of the Westlife singers, the dads of the Westlife singers, and the only time they ever performed. So let's go and do that now. Bye, everybody.
Evening, boys. You know we rehearsed the show all day today?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't. Not all the show, because we've got a little surprise for you. Any ideas what it might be?
No.
No?
You're going to sing a song?
No, I'm not singing. No, it does involve singing. So who could it be?
I don't know.
Well, I'll give you a clue. We've brought them all the way from Ireland. It's the original Westlife. Boys, are you ready for your dads?
People say you're riding high in April, shot down in May, but I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I said that's life, and it's funny as it may seem. Some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a poet, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and down, and I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's right. Together, I had a night. I thought it wouldn't be, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it.
And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on the big bar and then I'd fly. Upon the king, I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing, each time I find myself in flat on my feet, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's right, that's right, I can't deny it. Many times I thought I couldn't out, but my heart just don't wanna fight. But if there's nothing shaking from this here in July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball.
I don't think that's been done ever before. The actual fathers of the Westlife Tads singing That's Life, live. So we're going to have the show next week, which is fathers or dads. And I'm going to quickly say, Wayne, you just got the time wrong by an hour, but you did well with both your poems. We love them all.
Thanks, AP.
Sorry.
Thanks, everybody.
It's okay,
God.
Wayne. We've got both poems in. You can be able to read them and hear the comments and all that stuff. Brilliant work. So,
good job.
But thank you. Thanks, Hannah. Thanks, Deb. Thank you, Wayne. And we will see everybody
next
week. Okay. Right, talk
Wayne.
To you next week soon,
Hi,
everybody.
Wayne.
Okay.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Bye.